It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 43. We are creeping out of April, but we are also creeping into a new zodiac season. That's right, it's time to learn who a Taurus is. So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Taurus is a practical and well-grounded zodiac sign that values the fruits of their labor. They have a strong desire to be surrounded by love and beauty, and are drawn to the material world and physical pleasures. Individuals born under this sign are sensual and tactical, placing great importance on touch and taste as their primary senses. They are also known for being stable and conservative, making them one of the most dependable signs of the zodiac. Taurus individuals are committed to their choices and will endure until they reach a point of their personal satisfaction. All right, so if you know anybody from April 20th to May 20th, they are a Taurus, or you are a Taurus if you are obviously born between April 20th and May 20th, but now you know what a Taurus is, and we're going to jump right into stories.
This comes from -I'm-totally-human- on Reddit.
Back when I was younger, I lived in a big house. In my room, there was always this dark, dusty closet that I never used. To get to it, you had to crawl through a small door, about a little smaller than half the size of a normal door. I never went in there for a reason. For one, the room was covered in child's drawings all over. Words, pictures, and other disturbing and unexplainable stuff I am not gonna say. Oh, and on a quick note, I was like 8 or 9 years old. For the first few years in this house, nothing ever happened. It was peaceful. But eventually, we had to take off the door for some reason, I forget. When my dad first took off the door, it was fine. It smelled a little dusty in my room, but nothing really happened. However, that night I could not sleep. All I smelled was something rotting. I kept smelling this for another 3 nights. I didn't want to tell my parents, as they were busy all the time while this was happening. So it would have just been a hassle for them. I could only smell the rotting during the night, so I decided to go looking for what it would be. I looked all over my room and found nothing. The last place to check was the closet. There was a pile of dead, rotting rats. At least 8 of them. I screamed, and my parents came in. They cleaned up the rats, confused on how they got in. Thought this was the end? Wrong. The next night, I was hearing creaking floorboards and something mushy moving in my room. I tried to ignore it, but could not fall asleep. The next morning, I found all of my dolls had black paint on them and holes in their face. I ran to my parents asking if they did it, and they said no. I asked my cousin if she had been over a few days before. She said no. I didn't really have friends at the time because we lived in the middle of nowhere, so there was nobody else to ask. The next morning, I had a smudge of black paint on my face. Our paint is still in boxes in the storage room, so I was confused. Once I got the paint off, I realized underneath the paint, I was bleeding. Not a terrible amount, but more than the amount from a paper cut. The next night, I decided to go into the closet and found a small whiteboard with a heart on it. And that was the last night I was hearing stuff. It was weird and uncomfortable. For all I know, it could have been a prank, but there were some things I don't think you would do in a prank. I just recently remembered this and wanted to share it. Hail to the nah, to the nah nah nah, hail nah. Absolutely not. No. First of all, attics and basements, let's be clear, are scary as hell. I mean, as I sit in my basement, but the fact that there are children's drawings and weird things that this person can't even explain or describe or wants to describe, like, what is going on? That is so scary. And I don't think it's a prank, because why would somebody do that to you at 8 or 9 years old? It just makes me wonder who lived in the house before you and what is the story there? Because that's where you're going to find your answers, I would assume at least. But yeah, I don't think it was a prank though. So it's really creepy though, nonetheless. So we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from InsideBus8114 on Reddit.
I'm genuinely 98% sure I saw a skinwalker or something. So it's around 9:40 p.m. I was driving home from work. I'm on my street. And I see this small, fluffy dog. But this was different because with a stray dog or cat, they would always run away. But this one stood extremely still, like a statue. I noticed it had deep, dark eyes. And I started to get a bad feeling. I honked my car horn to get it to move or some reaction. But nothing. Not even a flinch. As I approached the dog, I suddenly got this uneasy feeling of the dog staring. So I continued driving. And I was 5 feet away from the dog, and it started to walk towards my car. Suddenly, I had this deep fear that there was something chasing me from behind my car. My adrenaline kicked in, and my heart was pounding as I pressed on the gas to attempt to outrun this thing. And as I pressed on the gas, I got this vivid image in my head of this 8-foot figure chasing right behind my car. My adrenaline was still running. I look in the mirror and I see nothing because it's so dark outside. I get to the gate and I immediately look back and I see nothing. But I still have that feeling that I'm still being watched in the shadows of the dark. It wasn't until I got home that I felt safe and secure, and the feeling of being watched was gone. That one gives me chills down my spine. I don't want anything chasing me in the dark. I mean, luckily you're in your car, but I'm just telling you right now, if something is chasing me and they get in front of my car or behind my car, more than likely in front, because I'm not going to throw my car in reverse to hit something. But I'm sorry, if it's in front of my car and they're running at me, I'm hitting it. I don't care because that's terrifying. No. No. That just gives me the heebie-jeebies. No. Anyhow, have any of you had an experience like this or like the previous story? I would love to hear it. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.